Attar is a Muslim because of your generosity, Ya Allah. Let him depart from this world with Iman, Ya Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله اعلی حضرت امام اہل سنت مجدد دین و ملت پروانہ شمع رسالت مولانا الشاہ امام احمد رضا خان محدث بریلوی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ has narrated on page 122 of the 23rd volume of فتاوی رضویہ شریف سیدنا ابو المواحب رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ said I saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, You will intercede for 100,000 people on the day of judgment. I asked, Ya Rasulullah azza wa jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, How did I gain such a great status? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Because you recite salat and salam upon me and send its reward to me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to the silsila Branches of Faith. In the previous silsilas, we had discussed the beliefs regarding Allah Azza wa Jal, regarding the attributes of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, regarding the af'al of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And in today's episode, we will be discussing the institution of Nubuwwat. The institution of Nubuwwat is a fundamental institution in the beliefs of a Muslim. As Muslims, we have to bring faith in all the Prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam. What is a Nabi and who is a Nabi? A Nabi refers to that human being upon whom Allah Azza wa Jal sent down wahi, revelation, for the purpose of guidance. All Nabis were one human being and two men. There wasn't a Nabi that was female, nor was there a jinn who was a Nabi. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not obliged to send prophets. It is through the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He azza wa jal sent down prophets for the guidance of people. It is necessary for revelation to descend upon a Nabi, upon a prophet, be this through an angel or without any means whatsoever. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal revealed many scriptures, sahifas, and heavenly books to numerous anbiya alayhim as-salatu wassalam. From amongst them are a few very prominent ones. The Tawrat, which was revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. The Zabur, which was revealed to Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. The Injil, which was revealed to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And the most exalted book, the Holy Quran, which was revealed upon the most exalted Nabi, mine's, yours, the universal Rasul, Aqaidu Alam, Noor-e-Mujassam, شاہ آدم و بنی آدم شافع امم حضرت محمد مصطفی صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. All the books of Allah Azza wa Jal are equally regarded as His divine word. And there is no question of one being superior to the other, except in the sense of one being a means of greater reward than the other. Allah Azza wa Jal is one, and His kalam, His word is one. There is no room for more or less exalted in His kalam, as His kalam, His divine word, is qadeem, in other words, non-creation. As the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadeem, so too are the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qadeem. It is non-creation. It is azali and abadi. It is eternal without a beginning and everlasting without an end. All the heavenly books and scriptures are haqq, and all are the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is necessary to bring iman in everything which has been mentioned in them. However, it must be noted that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal had entrusted the past books to the followers, to the ummah of that time. But they were unable to preserve it or memorize it. The word of Allah Azza wa Jal did not remain with them in the original form as it had been revealed to them, because the mischievous ones amongst them altered these books, making changes, additions and deletions to suit their own desires. This is known as tahrif. Thus, if anything from these books are presented to us and we find that it is in conformity with the Holy Quran, then we should acknowledge it. And if it is contrary to the Quran, then we should know for certain that it is one of those things which were altered. If we are unable to establish whether it is in conformity with the Quran or whether it had been altered, then we should just say, "Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi." We believe in Allah, His angels, His books, and all the prophets, alayhimu salatu wassalam. As this religion, the religion of Islam, is to remain forever, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has taken it upon Himself to preserve and protect the Holy Quran. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, Surah 15, verse number 9,
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Verily we have revealed this Quran, divine message, and indeed we are its protector. It is thus muhal, totally and absolutely impossible, to change even a single letter or a single dot the Holy Quran. Even if all the people of the world were together, and if they had to try to change even a single dot or a fatha, a dhamma, a kasra, zabar, zair, pesh, any letter, any word or any sentence of the Holy Quran, they would fail to do so, because it is totally muhal, impossible to make any changes, any additions or any subtractions from the Holy Quran. Thus, anyone who says that any chapter, verse, surah or even a single letter of the Holy Quran has been altered, added or deleted, is undoubtedly a kafir, an unbeliever. For he has refuted the verse of the Holy Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah Azza wa Jal has vowed the protection of the Holy Quran. Therefore, nobody can make any alterations from the Holy Quran. And if somebody believes that it is even possible that alterations can be made, and it is possible that a verse of the Holy Quran is incorrect or can be added or deleted, then that person is out of the fold of Islam. The Holy Quran is by itself testimony of it being the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, as it clearly announces.
وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah 2, verses 23 and 24. And if you have any doubt in that which we have revealed upon our most chosen servant Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then present a surah like it and summon all your helpers except Allah to assist you if you are on the right. Subsequently, if you fail to present it, and we declare that you will fail to present it, then fear the fire whose fuel is man and stone, which has been kept ready for the disbelievers. The disbelievers tried their level best to do this, but could not bring or produce a single ayah or verse equal to that of the Holy Quran, and they shall never ever be able to do so. The past books were only memorized by the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. But the Holy Quran, and the miracle of the Holy Quran, is that even small children memorize the Holy Quran. In South Africa, the country that we are delivering this bayan from, one of the first Muslims to settle in this country was a political prisoner who was imprisoned in Robben Island of the coast of Cape Town. There were no Qurans available, and from memory, Tuan Guru Imam Abdullah bin Qazi Abdul Salam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote several copies of the entire Quran. When it was checked, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, every letter, every dot, every fatha, dhamma, kasra was correct, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And it is because of these people that the Islam reached the southern tip of Africa. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if the Qurans were to be burned, then Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Quran are in the hearts of the believers, Alhamdulillah. Small, young and old, rich and poor, have memorized the Holy Quran. And this is nothing but a miracle of the Holy Quran. The Wahi and Nubuwat, divine revelation that descends on prophets, is only unique to Nabis, to Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. To assign this uniqueness to any non-Nabi causes one to become a kafir. Therefore, Wahi is only revealed to Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. No non-Nabi can receive Wahi. Even that which is revealed to a Nabi in his dream is regarded as Wahi, and it can never be untrue. The things which are inspired upon the heart of a wali, a saintly personality, either in his dream or whilst he is awake, is known as ilham. And the wahi shaitan, or the evil whispering of shaitan, occurs to those with evil schemes, such as the soothsayers, the conjurers, and other disbelievers and open sinners. As we know, Wahi came to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam in his dream. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to sacrifice his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And when this dream came to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, at first he contemplated about it and he pondered about it. That was on the 8th of Zilhajj. And therefore the 8th of Zilhajj is known as Yawmut Tarwiyah. And on the 9th of Zilhajj, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam recognized that this is indeed the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore the 9th of Zilhajj is known as Yawm Arafah. And on the 10th of Zilhajj, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam set out to sacrifice his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore the 10th of Zilhajj is called Yawmun Nahar, the day of slaughter. Now whilst Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was going to sacrifice Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam after receiving wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his dream, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was approached by Shaitan, and Shaitan asked him, "Where are you going?" Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, "I am going to do some work." Shaitan tried to dissuade Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam from fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan said, "No, you are going to sacrifice, you are going to slaughter your son." Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam responded to Shaitan by saying, "Have you ever seen a father sacrifice his son?" Shaitan then says, "Yes, I see you. You are going to do the very same thing." Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stoned Shaitan and he went to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was successful in fulfilling this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, we call to him, "O Ibrahim, you have indeed made the dream come true, and this is how we reward the righteous ones. Indeed, this was a clear test, and we rescued him in exchange of a great sacrifice as ransom." This incident, the dream of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, clearly shows us that Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam receive wahi in their dreams. But remember, wahi only comes to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. They are those pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they receive ilham, inspiration of the heart. Whereas some people receive the evil whispering of shaitan. Just a point to note, that because Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi, therefore he had to act upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when he received the message in his dream that was wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no non-Nabi can sacrifice their sons nor anyone else just by receiving a message in a dream. Nubuwat or prophethood is not kasbi. It is not something that can be acquired through self-effort and striving in worship. No amount of ibadat, no amount of riyazat, no amount of nawafil salah or recitation of the Holy Quran can elevate a person's station to nubuwat. This is something which Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal by His grace bestows upon whom He wills. Verily, He has bestowed it to those whom He has made worthy of this unique position. They are pure from all undesirable qualities and blessed with all the most exalted qualities and character traits even before being blessed with nubuwat. They have already surpassed the many levels of wilayat, his ancestry, lineage, body, words, actions, and practices are free from anything which is abominable and undesirable. They are blessed with great wisdom and perfectly incomparable intelligence, which surpasses the intelligence of all others. The intelligence of any intellectual or philosopher cannot even come close to a 100,000th fraction of intelligence of a Nabi. Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allah knows well where to place and trust His divine message. ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. It is Allah's grace. He bestows it to whom He wills, and Allah is the most benevolent. Surah 62, verse 4. One who accepts nubuwwah to be kasbi, meaning that one who believes that a person can acquire nubuwwah by his self-effort and striving in worship, is a disbeliever, is a kafir. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we have learned a few Madani pools regarding the institution of wilayat. We have also learned a little bit about the revealed books. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the next episode, we will learn a little bit more about this institution of wilayat. What is the difference between a Nabi and a Rasul? Which are the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam that are mentioned in the Holy Quran? And much, much more. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Attar is a Muslim because of your generosity, ya Allah.